You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Nathan Segura, Michael Regei, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And today, some of the Browns players are participating in the season's first player visit focused on the Cleveland Browns Foundation, which emphasizes development and education throughout northeastern Ohio. A group of Browns players, including Jordan Cameron, Craig Robinson, Jabal Sheard, Spencer Lanning, Marquise Gray, and more, will be at the Center for Families and Children, the Gordon Square Early Learning Center. The Gordon Square Early Learning Center today, interacting with about 100 guests comprised of pre-kindergarten children and their family members for an entertaining afternoon of games and activities to emphasize education through the Cleveland Browns Foundation. I mentioned our Pro Bowl tight end Jordan Cameron will be at today's event, and Jordan joins us on the phone now. Jordan, getting to work with these young folks, kind of around the same age as your son, Tristan, how rewarding is that for you as a player to be able to give back to the community and participate in an event like today?
It is very rewarding. You get these opportunities, and we're blessed with these opportunities. Anytime you can help a child and, put a smile on their face and, teach these parents the importance of, learning and education and, letting them know that learning doesn't stop, beyond the classroom. You can take it home and really teach these kids. And the importance of the first 2,000 days is huge, before they get to kindergarten and that learning process and being able to mold their minds in that time span is very important.
Jordan, you mentioned the smiles you get from the kids as you interact and the glow that they give to you. So here you are, an NFL athlete, All-Pro last year. Jordan, what do you get from them when you see how much this means to these kids to have you and your teammates there? What kind of feelings and emotions does that bring out in you?
I think it's very emotional, I would say. I think, the most important thing in life is helping people, and, the more you do for others, the better I feel that you feel about yourself. So, I think that's very important to help other people in any opportunity that you can. To do that. And, like I said, the opportunity that we have in the NFL, and especially in Cleveland with the things that we get to do is huge, and it's crucial for these kids to understand that we care and we give back. And, I think, like I said, the most important thing a human being can do is help another human being.
Talking with Pro Bowl tight end of the Cleveland Browns, our own Jordan Cameron here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, out today at the Gordon Square Early Learning Center, helping out 100 pre-kindergarten children and family members through the Cleveland Browns Foundation, a great event giving back. And Jordan, I imagine you pick up some of the warmth from these events that the sun leaves you wanting here in Cleveland, given that you are a California man.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we got some sun today, though, so I can't complain. I got my sweatshirt on, though, trust me.
Excellent. Now, Jordan, want to turn your attention to this off season, et cetera. Obviously, a lot of things have happened here, top to bottom changes for the Cleveland Browns. How do you feel so far, your impressions of the new regime, and how you're feeling about things now that you've actually gotten to be here, interact with them in workouts, getting on the field this week? What's your excitement level at right now?
I'm very excited. It's a new group, and change is good, and I think it's a positive thing. And so far, we've been with the coaches for a couple weeks here, and we got in the field with them this week, and we're kind of feeling each other out. We're kind of seeing they're seeing, what we do well and what we need to work on, and we're evaluating. And it's important to get the details of this offense down and really learn what these coaches want and how they want us to play and everything. It's just important to start here and build a relationship and move forward from then.
Jordan, you just mentioned details of the offense. We know that there are going to be some differences there. We might say there's going to be an emphasis a little bit more on the run game out of that zone blocking scheme. Have you been able to grasp as of yet, do you think this is going to dramatically change what you do functionally within the system, your route tree and what have you? Can you, without giving too much away, can you speak to that a little bit in terms of how this might affect you and what you did in the last couple years here?
Well, it's important to have balance in an offense, and I think that this will be a more balanced attack. And I don't think as many downfield throws, but we'll mix it up. There's a lot of Kyle's a very smart person, and they'll find ways to take advantage of defenses. And the offense, obviously we got an awesome running back in free agency in Ben Tate, and we'll obviously need to use him. And So we'll tailor the offense to certain players and certain things that we do well, and you know, and it'll be exciting to watch.
Jordan Cameron, Pro Bowl tight end for the Browns, with us now on CBD. And Jordan, you had a great season last year, going to the Pro Bowl, 80 catches, 917 yards, 7 touchdowns. Kyle Shanahan and his offense, the top tight end, has averaged in his 6 years as a coordinator, 77 catches, 939 yards, and 5 touchdowns. So you know you're still going to be a big focal point of this offense. Is that something that allows you to get excited? Because I know Norv was good for you, but Kyle Shanahan seems like somebody who's going to feed you the pill as well.
Very exciting. You know, obviously you want to hear those things when you get a new offensive coordinator. You want to see, like, those averages, and I'm not trying to mess up those averages. So
that's right.
I try to keep it going.
Jordan Cameron joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily. Jordan and a lot of his teammates today doing some tremendous work with the Cleveland Browns Foundation at Gordon Square Early Learning Center with so many happy youngsters, big smiles
on
their faces with Jordan and all the Browns there. Jordan, we're hearing a lot of Mike Pettine in here, and it's all over the facility. Play like a Brown with the commitment and the intelligence and the want and the will to. What is playing like a Brown? What type of meaning does that take on for you right now, Jordan?
I think he preaches, you know, being tough, mentally tough, and being relentless and competitive, and those are the words that stick out to me when he says that. And we got a lot of guys in this team that do that, you know, and they're going to find more guys that can do that. And, you know, when you have a team full of people that are competitive and willing to learn and are tough and get after on and off the field, you know, you're gonna have a good team.
Jordan, Alex Mack, that saga played itself out over this offseason, and ultimately the Browns chose to match and match quickly and offer, making him the highest paid center in the National Football League for at least the next 2 years, perhaps the next three, depending on how things play out there. For a team that let it get to that situation under an old regime, with a new regime coming in and making a clear statement that when we develop our own stars, we want to reward them and keep them. As a player, young player yourself, drafted by this team, coming into your own, coming off a Pro Bowl, does that kind of change the culture in the locker room that says, hey, if I do what I need to do now, we know we have people in place who are going to reward us and make sure we keep the core of this team together for the future? Has that resonated in the locker room?
Yeah, I believe that, you know, it's good to hear those things, but at the same time, you know, this is all a business. It's all, you know, but the fact that they're saying those things, and they're big on communication right now, and they preach that. I know Ray Farmer does. He's huge on communicating. And the fact that they're telling us that, and then they go out and prove it to they signed Alex Mack, and they showed they want him to stay is huge, and we can trust that they're saying that. And I think a lot of these things is about trust, and the fact that they, you know, went out and signed him after they said they want to keep him, they want to keep, you know, this core around is huge, and, you know, it makes you, you know, believe what they say, and you can, when you believe, you know, what they're saying, and they trust what they're saying, I think it helps us as a team to get closer together and know that we trust the direction of this program.
And speaking of believing, and I know you've seen change after change after change and after change, and everybody says it's different this time, it's different, it's going to be new, etc. Do you feel now, though, for the first time, at least in a long time, that everybody top to bottom is on the same page? The actions of the front office are saying, look, we're not punting on this season like you could have perceived last year, which makes it tough to perform. Do you get the sense that everybody's on the same page? We want to win now. We're putting the pieces in place to do so, securing them, and that's really, we're unified, and maybe it is different this year.
Yeah, I feel like we need to win now. I'm
yes.
kind of tired of hearing all this.
Yes.
In a couple of years, maybe the year, we got guys that we have the pieces to win now, and you know, I think all of us are looking forward to that, and we're driven into that goal and that mindset. And like I said, the trust that we have in the coaches is huge, and I think a lot of these guys, if not everyone, has that in the back of their mind. This is not for next year or the year after. This is now, and we got a chance to be really good now.
Yeah, we want to hear
that.
Right. And I'm sure, speaking for all Browns fans, that Jordan, that's something that to hear that from a player, to know that that's the understanding, and that's got to be the one commonality, I think, is something that'll make Browns fans sit up and take notice. So outstanding to hear you say that. And speaking of Browns fans, Jordan, coming up maybe in a few minutes here even, the 2014 schedule is going to be released, all right? As an NFL player, do you hone in on that? Is this a day? We know that in addition to the six division games, playing the NFC South and the AFC South this year, along with Buffalo and Oakland, but Is it something that you're going to study and look at in terms of how this schedule is going to faction out for you and your teammates?
I don't look too much into it. I feel we play.
Just line up and play,
divisions.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell me where I need to be on that Sunday, and I'll be there.
Exactly. I mean, everyone in the NFL, they're here for a reason, and it's. I mean, you're going to go against a stud every single time, and like I said, we play in one of the toughest divisions in the NFL, if not the toughest. And you know, every week's a battle, and just line them up. Let's go play football. I don't really care who it's against.
Jordan, appreciate the time. We appreciate what you do on the field, and everybody in the community really appreciates what you do off the field today, taking part in the Browns Foundation Family Fun Day with the Centers for Families and Children, 3 o'clock today at the Gordon Square Early Learning Center, making an impact on over 100 young men and women in this community. Really appreciate it. Thanks for your time, and have a good time at the event today.
Hey, guys, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Appreciate
all right,
it,
Jordan
JC.
Cameron. Got to love that
just
guy.
Just win now, damn
yes,
it.
That's right.
Let's put
do
that
it.
Slogan. We
that's
talked
right.
about this yesterday.
Yeah. We need some slogans.
Browns, just win now, damn it.
I like
let's
that.
Put that thing up here in the dog bowl.
Right there. Right want there to? In the dog. We all got right. some room. We got some
put
wall
Jordan
space.
Jordan Cameron's name attached
yeah.
to it.
Yeah, put
our
him on
man
there.
Pete Prisco said that that's all it
it's
should
all
be
about,
right?
It's all it's about. That's
we
right.
Got, we got people jumping aboard.
Let's
I'm
go.
About that every day of my life.
Let's go.
Win football games. I
let's
don't worry
go.
About anything else.
Exactly. Win football games, and it will all come. It's what Willie McGinnis told me. He said,
right.
listen, when you win, you get all the things that you want on the periphery. Just win, baby. Just win, damn it. I like that. Here we go. When we come back, we're going to wrap things up here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Get your calls. It's been a Manziel Mania Wednesday, and my goodness, you guys are excited about him polarizing, a polarizing figure. We know Kevin Jones. He wants them. He has no reservations. I got reservations. I could see the upside, but some things need to happen. So when we come back, we're going to take your calls. And, Reg, I'm going to ask you, what's the one question you would have that Johnny Manziel could
that.
Answer? And if he answers it the right way, would make you more comfortable taking
okay,
him.
Okay, I'm
CBD,
ready for that.
Right after this.